I'm Theo.
And I'm Juliet.
And this is Apologies Accepted.
We offer an entertaining look at some of the big issues in history by examining public apologies of the famous and infamous.
We're looking at politicians, serial killers, actors, and you.
Send us a public apology you'd like to make, and we'll read it on the air and give you a chance to redeem yourself or just get some guilt off your shoulders.
We're here for you. Once a week, maybe more if you're really, really sorry. Everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is Apologies Accepted,
the podcast.
And I'm not Theo.
And I am not Juliet.
And for this week, Theo, what is shaking bacon?
I am out in Palm Springs still.
Yay.
Yes. 2 weeks? No, a week. So I've been here for 2 weeks by the time it's time to leave.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's nice to get away from Austin, right? Change my environment and all that. And it's weird because it's so hot in Austin. It was like 90 degrees.
Holy shit.
And it's south by. So actually, I'm really glad I'm out of town because that is the worst time to be in Austin. It's like going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Let's go out for dinner. Good luck finding a place. And so here it's been like, it got down into the 40s one night. It's supposed to be hotter than Austin, right? No.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it rained, and so the weather's just been all kinds of wonderful. It's beautiful, but it is weird to see so many plants and flowers in bloom. I think it's been raining a little bit more here than usual. So the mountains are green instead of brown.
Brown.
Which is the color they're supposed to be. And so it's weird that they're green. It looks wrong. And I don't like it. Don't want to see nature. I just want to see death and decay and dryness. Yeah. And so that's it. We've just been running around doing a bunch of dinners, going to open houses, going to every thrift store, antique store, consignment shop. If there's an old lady walking down the sidewalk, I grab her and turn her upside down and shake her to see what falls out of her pockets. And yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm envious. I wish I were in Palm Springs instead of
here. Oh, my God. If you were here, we would shake down so many old ladies for their purses. Have all of the treasures would be ours. It would be awesome.
All of the vintage purses from Palm Springs would be ours. Right.
Yeah. And that's everything. So what's going on with you at Shaking Bacon?
Nothing. I got new bacon, just work. And the only thing that's going on is that my dryer is being repaired. So those of you who have video, which is Theo, can see the laundry supplies behind me on the kitchen sink because I had to take them off of the dryer when the repair guy came out. So we're just waiting for parts to fix the dryer and then we'll go back to normal and pile back all of my laundry detergent supplies on top of the dryer, where of course they belong. Because my shelves are full of candles and light bulbs and whatever else they're full of in the laundry room, tiny laundry room. So that's all my bacon. It's very boring here in San Francisco, but the weather has been beautiful. It's been sunny and clear and just overall nice. I haven't really gotten to go out to enjoy it though, but such is life.
That is life. It taunts you with beautiful weather that you can't really fully enjoy.
Too busy working to enjoy it. So speaking of being too busy working to enjoy things.
Nice segue.
totally unrelated. The story this week is Kate Middleton or the Duchess of Cambridge. So on January 17th, Kensington Palace announced that Kate Middleton was hospitalized for abdominal surgery. And less than 2 hours later, interestingly, the palace sent out another announcement that King Charles would be treated for an enlarged prostate. January 29th, supposedly both patients were released from the London clinic, and the palace noted that it would only be providing an update on the princess's condition if it was, quote, significant. It was also previously shared that Kate, who is, of course, a mother of three, would not be returning to official royal duties until after the Easter holiday, which this year is March 31st. And then on February 9th, Camilla reported that Charles was, quote, extremely well under the circumstances, and the palace reported that Kate was, quote, making good progress. However, Kate was not seen for 70 days after that announcement, and she hasn't been seen publicly since Christmas morning when she attended a church service with her family. This, of course, has raised speculation and conspiracy theories, which were additionally fueled by William's missing the funeral of his godfather, King Constantine of Greece, due to a, quote, personal matter. but they didn't say what the personal matter was. So it's almost as if they're trying to fuel conspiracy theories, in my opinion. But they did release a photograph on March 10th of Kate and her three children in honor of what's Mother's Day in Britain. And according to the palace, the picture was taken by William the week before in Windsor, England. Interestingly, Kate was not wearing a wedding ring in her photo, which of course fueled additional speculation. In her caption, she shared a message about her ongoing recovery from abdominal surgery, saying, "Thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. See." Now, this photograph looks to me like it was created by AI. I don't know about you, but the gaping smiles and the glossy faces and the extremely happy outlooks of the kids in particular just looks like AI.
It was so fake looking the minute I saw it. Of course, I only saw it after the news came out that the photo was fake. So of course, now I'm primed for, oh, that's clearly fake, please.
But to me, it looks obviously like an AI picture. Although I haven't seen too many people speculating about AI, but a lot of people are saying, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So within hours of the release of the picture, the AP and other news agencies around the world pulled the picture because it, quote, appeared the source had manipulated the image in a way that did not meet AP's photo standards. And the global news director at Agence France-Presse, Phil Chetwynd, recently told BBC Radio that Buckingham Palace is absolutely no longer a trusted source after clearly violating the agency's journalistic ethics. Kate soon admitted to editing the picture and apologized, so we'll have that apology in a few minutes. And since that time, people on the internet have speculated that the image of Kate was actually taken from an earlier photograph in November. So it was just lifted from another picture precisely just as it is and moved into this picture. And then in early March, Kate was actually seen for the first time, not publicly really, but she was riding in a black SUV driven by her mother, Carol Middleton, wearing sunglasses. And I've seen that picture and it looks like her face is a little puffy, which would make sense if she was on steroids or something like that. But it's still really hard to identify her as Kate Middleton. It's probably her, but of course, people are speculating that it's not. And after that, on March 11th, Kate and William were then photographed together in their car on their way to a private appointment. And that picture has Kate turned away from the camera, so you can only see like a third of her profile. And again, it looks like it could be her, but it's really hard to tell. So conspiracy theorists are, of course, claiming that these pictures were photoshopped and that the person in them wasn't actually Kate. Tom Quinn, who is the author of, I think, a book called Scandals of the Royal Palaces, says that Meghan Markle has reached out to Kate Middleton several times via back channels. She is genuinely worried about Kate's health, Quinn said. Markle and her husband Harry, of course, haven't been on speaking terms with Kate and William since they moved to Montecito, California in 2020. Hashtag KateGate and hashtag Where's Kate are now trending on social media, and Stephen Colbert referred on his show to an affair that Prince William is alleged to have had with his neighbor and Kate's former friend, Rose Hanbury. Some speculate that Kate found out about this affair and had a mental breakdown in December. Others have been jokingly speculating that Kate is growing out bangs or recovering from a Brazilian butt lift. Maybe she's going to be on The Masked Singer. But most seem to think that Kate might be doing less well than the palace is admitting, and some speculate that she's actually dead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hadn't heard the actually dead stuff. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, wow. There's so much in this story that, like, isn't true. People are really just bringing whatever they want to the story. It's a blank canvas. And I'll say the conspiracies tell you more about the people who are promoting a particular theory than they do about what's going on. Right. And I've recently heard, and by recently, I mean this morning, that the royal family are the Kardashians with crowns. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah. I could see that. Sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe we're thrusting the attention upon them versus them seeking it. Although I do agree, there seems to be some sort of intentional manipulation of the media doing these things that are only ever going to create. What? Controversies, I guess, is the word I'll use.
Yeah, I agree. Although I think that Kate to some degree sought the role that she has. I think she wanted to be Duchess of Cambridge or whatever it is that she is now, and she wanted to be a potential queen.
Yeah, you don't accidentally marry Prince William. Like, you know who you're marrying when you do. You know what you're getting into,
oh,
particularly
yeah.
you know if you're English, into. Right? And so here we come back again to Meghan Markle. She is everywhere, right? There is no escaping her. Truly, there is no escaping Meghan Markle. Here is a side story that has nothing to do with Kate Middleton, right? It has nothing to do with the royal family. It has nothing to do with anything other than my friend Chelsea's birthday. So my friend Chelsea's birthday is coming up, and another friend got her awesome gift. She's not a listener, so I can go ahead and say this because she won't know what the gift is until it's her birthday. And so there's a comedian that she likes, and he got her a little cameo of the comedian saying, happy birthday. And then the comedian plays a joke, right? And the joke
Who's
the
comedian?
Some guy I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Some very funny guy. I enjoyed the little cameo. I thought it was like, oh, so funny. And the guy's like, hey, I'm just saying happy birthday. Oh, my friend's here too. I understand that you like the 1980s and nostalgia. So she was a TV actress on a sitcom. Let me go get her. It's my friend Judith Light, right?
Wow.
And then he shows up in a blonde wig and sits down and says, hi, it's me, Judith Light. And he takes it off. It's like, surprise, it's just me. I bet you didn't notice, right? It was funny. And so I'm not 100% sure who Judith Light is. If somebody said her name, I'd be like, is she a writer?
Like, she was like on Who's the Boss? Isn't that right?
Yeah, I know that now, but I could not have told you that then. So above TV and pop culture, which is why I'm here talking about Kate Middleton. So anyway, I Googled like Judith Light and images pop up, right? And I'm like, okay, I recognize that face. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Awesome. And then I start getting like the website returns, I'll just call it. So first, you know how the internet works. You get the images and then you can shop or you can buy Judith Light if you want. And then boom, here's all these websites and headlines and stuff. Judith Light confronts Meghan Markle at Emmy's prime time.
Oh my God.
Event, right? And then the article is, did read one of them, right? The article is Meghan, and these are kind, it's not even kind of, these are some of the words that appear in the article. Meghan Markle snuck into the Emmys event uninvited.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And took a seat in the back. And Judith Light saw her and confronted her. And told her, you're not invited. And Meghan Markle said, oh, but I'm just here to see my friends who are going to get prizes and I want to be here to support them. And Judith Light said, no, you're here to steal the spotlight. Get out. And then had Meghan Markle thrown out.
Wow.
Right? Judith Light, what the fuck are you doing bringing Meghan Markle into anything, my head, the timeline, the internet? Like, what is this with all this hatred towards Meghan Markle, right? This is not about...
Also, how did she know what the invitation list was? That Meghan Markle was not on it?
Thank you. That didn't even occur to
me.
Was
she in charge?
I just immediately went to Judith Light as a bitch. God. Yeah, you're right. How did she know? So... Again, what, and is it true? Because, you know, I read it online, but, and it did feel a little bloggy, I will say, the site, but it also did feel a little newsy, whatever, stupid pop culture things, websites is what they're called. So there is this narrative, right, that Kate Middleton is treated one way. Kate has disappeared. Yes. Her husband is mean to her.
Right.
There's the story that William beat her and she had to go into hiding. There's also the story that this is a flex on her part. She's going to drop out of public view, generate a lot of concern to show the palace that like, hey, I've got some power and some agency here. And if you don't, whatever it is she wants or needs, right? Then I will make your life hell. I will be Princess Diana 2.0.
Right.
Right. And then there's the story of Meghan Markle, who's a schemer and crashes parties she's not invited to. Get out of here, Meghan Markle. I'm podcasting. God, not about you today. This is my show. So I do think the two women are treated differently, particularly by the British media. And And it's all terribly unfortunate. So I'm not surprised to hear that there's this Meghan Markle's so concerned and she's reaching out. And Kate's, because the media just has to keep this story alive, right, about these two women of, you know, I'll say similar. They're not really similar backgrounds. We'll get into Kate Middleton's background.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. But they are treated two different ways.
They really are.
Yeah.
And it's because, of course, Meghan Markle is part Black, in my opinion.
Sure, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that and American, right? So,
and American, yeah. So,
and divorced American.
Oh, she's divorced. I didn't realize that. Well,
she got married when she was like 20, right? That doesn't, nothing you do in your 20s counts.
Right.
Right.
Or 30s or 40s or 50s.
Well, things start counting, I'm going to say, at 35. Like, that's when all the good things count. Your degrees count, your time spent studying, your professional experience counts, right? Your friendships count, but nothing you do bad counts in your 20s up to 35. Yeah. After that, you know, calm down. You start staying home, everybody. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's just so many stupid ways to look at this Kate Middleton disappearance. It is odd. Here, I'm going to add fuel to the conspiracy theories, right? It is odd that Kate Middleton just doesn't show up somewhere and put all of these rumors to rest.
I know.
Yeah. There's an image of Kate Middleton and she's playing volleyball. I think it is, right? She's doing something that's kind of athletic and she's got her two first fingers. I always hate to call it a point. Her index finger and then her fuck you finger, right? Uh-huh. And they're bandaged up together.
Uh-huh.
And one explanation for that on one website / it wasn't really news, but whatever, was that it was from bulimia and that you get calluses on your fingers for the friction of constantly forcing yourself, right? I shouldn't make light of eating disorders. Sorry, everybody. Okay, that feels a little extreme, maybe. And then the other one is that William Burke her fingers or damaged them.
Oh my God,
them,
that's
right?
extreme.
Right? And right, but both versions point to she's the victim.
Yeah. Right?
She's the victim of the pressures of being married to a royal. However, to your point, she knew what she was signing up for. I mean, according to The Crown, which is a very famous Netflix show. Did you see the most recent season?
No.
So they present Kate Middleton. Well, they present Kate Middleton as the really wholesome girl next door who basically does what her mother tells her to do. And her mother is presented as a social climber. Right. Uh-huh. And her mother, according to The Crown and some websites online, is intentionally grooming her daughter to marry Prince William.
Wow. From the beginning?
From the very beginning. From the minute Kate Middleton is like, oh, mommy, Prince William is so handsome. I have a giant poster of him right over my bed. And the mother says, he doesn't need to be over your bed on a poster. He can be on it in real life. Let's find a way to make this happen. No, she doesn't say that. That she should have. It would have made it more spicy. But So the narrative here is that the mother, who was, air quotes around, just an airplane hostess,
right?
But just an airplane hostess, marries above her station. She marries a man who has some very distant connection to something that kind of feels royal. In real life, no, he doesn't. But in The Crown, he kind of does, right?
I see.
And the mother even says something like, when I met your father, he shouldn't have looked at me twice. But he did. That was my chance. When he looked back, that's when I caught him.
So dramatic.
So dumb. And so anyway, but then they do this thing in The Crown where it's like, your father had the title and I was just a trolley dolly. The father doesn't have a title, by the way. And then we got married and everyone said that I was just marrying him for whatever, right? However, I'm the brains in this partnership and our successful business is due to me and all the things that I've done, right?
Uh-huh.
And probably true enough there. So Kate Middleton's parents own a party supply company, right? They're not event planners. They don't throw the parties, but they get you the chairs and the streamers or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So great. And her parents did really, really well with that. And so they were able to send their children, and they're both from, I mean, her dad was working as a flight. They bring the planes in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
What that word, called. Whatever that word is, everybody.
Yeah.
Planes that can barely stay in the sky anymore. Thanks, Boeing. Yeah, and don't shoot me. But let's see. So when the parents had money, they started sending, they wanted what all parents would want for their kids, a better life than they themselves had. Right.
Right.
And so the kids went to posh schools. They went to schools where they would meet certain types of people in British society that you'd be able to form friendships from a very early age with somebody royal or somebody with an association with the royal family. Right. That's kind of what that's all about. And then Kate was going to go to Edinburgh University. However, she suddenly switched to St. Andrews when Prince William announced, I'm going to St. Andrews. Huh. And apparently, Kate Middleton, according to this book, let's see, it's...
You actually have the book.
Well, I have a news article. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, who's the author? It's Robert Lacey. He's a historian, and he claims that Kate was strategic in her pursuit of her husband. In his new book, Battle of Brothers, William and Harry, the inside story of a royal family in Tolmet? Yes. He details what Kate did at age 19 to ensure she'd be William's future wife.
Oh, bullshit.
I mean, come on. At 19, I could barely get out of bed.
Seriously.
How is she planning?
There's no way you're plotting your future with somebody who's... who would appear to be completely out of your reach at 19.
Unless your mother
has been... It's like planning to marry somebody from a rock star from a band or something.
Well, Courtney Love did it, right? But that is a whole Maybe. Other thing. Okay, so Kate was very strategic, Lacey told Elle.com. She gave up her place at one of Britain's premier universities, Edinburgh, and opted for another one, St. Andrews, which admittedly is less academic, but pretty, that probably didn't have the same academic standard. She had already been to Edinburgh to get her flat accommodation sorted out, but switched universities and switched her courses to history of art because that was William's. She delayed her own education by a year and even takes the chance that she won't get into St. Andrews. It wasn't a coincidence that Kate and William met, Lacey claims in his book, but he also points out that Kate wasn't the only one vying for William's attention. So apparently when he announced that he was going to go to St. Andrews, applications to the university increased by 44%, according to this guy, right?
Okay. Everybody wants to go to the same school.
Yeah, and no surprise that might happen. Everybody wants access to power. Everybody's special and deserving of it. And of course, once Prince William sees them, he's going to want to be their best friend or marry them or whatever. But, you know, I mean, the thing that kind of dispels that narrative is William switched his major from art history to geography. And I'm real sorry for everybody who has a major in geography, but just get a map. You don't need to study it. I mean, it's just dumb.
Did Kate switch her major to geography?
No, she maintained her art history major, right? And that's the degree she graduated with. And then for a certain period, So we'll go through a quick timeline. She's born in 1982. In 86 through 95, she attends some prestigious elementary, middle school, high school thing. She goes to Marlborough College, which is apparently very upper crust. In 2001, she begins studying art history at the University of St. Andrews, where she meets Prince William. Let's see. In 2003, so she's in school in 2001. In 2003, she and William start dating. Though the relationship is secret or it's not immediately public, she graduates from the University of St. Andrews in 2005, and then the relationship goes public. In 2007, she briefly splits from Prince William in April, and they reconcile later in the year. So if you're plotting and scheming, I'm going to say when you break up with somebody, either you're a really good plotter, because I'll break up with you and show you how life going to be so miserable without me. Okay.
Right.
I've tried that 72 times and it backfired 72 times. They did discover how awesome life was without me. So, you know, a little risky there. I just find the whole plotting narrative interesting, but dumb, right? Then she has three kids and her time spent as a royal. She's really focused on early childhood education, general mental health, and she's got to focus on early childhood development and working with parents. So, you know, I mean, she's not sitting around eating bonbons.
Yeah, no, she's keeping up her charity work.
Yeah, and so good for her on that front. And it's hard to just know exactly what's going on. Although we have the history of Princess Diana to look at, right? And Princess Diana did say, oh, my husband's having an affair with Camilla. Well, who's the de facto queen right now? It's Camilla. Who did he marry? Camilla. Who did he bend the laws of the monarchy in order to marry? Camilla.
Right?
Yeah. He's head of the Church of England. The Church of England only recently, and I don't know when exactly, but like late 20th century, early possibly 21st century, like allowed for divorce. So him, sure, high grammar, his marrying a divorced woman that he had an affair with while he was married doesn't really position him to make a great head of a church.
Right.
You're not supposed to commit adultery.
Yeah,
so he's
been having an affair with her since before the marriage started, which is exactly what William is rumored to have been doing with Rose Hanbury.
Yes. Yes. And
absolutely.
Her last name, which is spelled in a quite complicated way, is pronounced Chumsley.
Oh, her title, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she's the Marchioness of Chumsley. But the way it's spelled, it looks like a very long, complicated French name, and it looks like it should be pronounced very grand. And I'll bet you things have just reached such a point. If I type the word Rose in, boom, she pulls right up.
Wow. She's a former model, which is interesting.
They also say that Kate is a former model.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you and I are also former models.
I was in Billboard magazine one time, so
see?
Maybe I am a former model.
You are a former model. I am, too. Brag. There was one time I was working for, I had just gotten a job, like a real office job, and I was very excited to leave the glamorous world of retail behind me. And I was showing up on my first day at the office, right? And the office had just changed to a new building. It was executive suite stuff, right? So I got out of my car and I was walking across the big courtyard and I was kind of looking around for, do I need to check in somewhere? Is there a security guard, right? And this guy standing by this big water fountain, not a drinking fountain, but a fountain that birds would fly into, like a very scenic fountain, said, hey, models over here. Right? And he was doing a photo shoot. And it's not because I'm so gorgeous. It was because I was looking around like an idiot. Like, I don't know where I'm supposed to be or what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Clearly, I need some direction. And he was just there doing a shoot for the new executive suite building that had just opened, right? Promotional materials. And I was so insulted because I had worked so hard to, like, get a real job. And here somebody's going to say, I'm a mere model. And it was not a compliment to me. Right now, I'd be like, yes, I am a model. And so stupid and weird that they have to say that both of these women are models. Like, okay, they weren't doing anything. They had to have some kind of job. You're a model.
Right. That's funny.
So, yeah, that's kind of all I've got on Kate Middleton, her history. Again, it's like, is she a schemer? Is her mother a schemer? Is her mother a social climber? Is her mother a hardworking woman who created a successful company on her own and just wanted to give her daughters the best of the world? And even if her mother was scheming to get her daughter married to the prince and it worked, that's the woman that should be Queen of England. Right? I mean,
was Camilla very royal in her scheming?
I guess maybe arguably Camilla also schemed to marry a prince. I don't know. Who knows? And who cares? Americans are not supposed to care about the British royal family. We're supposed to be allergic
to them.
We're supposed
to care about our president and our president's wife.
Our president's wife.
Fascinating. Yes. Our first lady.
Yes.
All right. So should we go back in now and talk about the apology?
Yes.
So for the apology on March 11th on Twitter, the account belonging to the Prince and Princess of Wales, which is funny that that's a Twitter account, tweeted, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See." So that's the apology. Very, very light. Actually, kind of a light apology for a light offense, in my opinion. I mean, you know, she manipulated a photograph. Is that the worst thing in the world to happen? No. Was there an expression of regret? No. She said apologies for any confusion, not apologies for what she did. So no on that one. Was there an explanation of what went wrong? Partially. She said it was Photoshop, but why? Why did she have to put out a Photoshop picture? That's the interesting part of this. There was an acknowledgement of responsibility. The apology does not declare repentance. There's no offer of repair mentioned in the apology, and there's no request for forgiveness. So I'm going to give this apology a 2.
That is, I hate this. That is exactly what I'm, it sounds like all I ever do is say, me too, same. Me too. So same, you know, it's a Twitter apology. A video apology would have been awesome. That would have really, you know, would have solved anything. No, would have created more conspiracy theories and rumors. It has been a fun week going down TikTok rabbit holes of like, oh, the Kate Middleton is fill in the blank with what you want it to be, right?
Well, I'm going to speculate that she's in rough shape because she probably would have come out with a video apology or a picture or something if she really didn't. If she looked fine, if everything was going great, I think she would have appeared in public or something would have happened. So I don't know what she's going through. I mean, maybe she's had a colostomy or maybe she had a mental breakdown or maybe she's just tired of the whole thing. But she obviously is not in any condition to be in public.
Or she just doesn't want to be. I mean, there are days when I'm like, I'm staying in. I am not going to the outside world. Now,
yeah,
months?
But it's been like 3 months or something now. Yeah. I don't know if you get to do that. If you're not having a breakdown of some sort, if you get to say, no, I'm not going to do it as a royal.
Especially when you have duties that require you to attend public events
and,
you know, attract press to a cause.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
and you've got people counting on you for charities and stuff like that, like you just said. Yeah.
And she's just letting all those people down. She is a horrid person. No. but that's how it's easy for these things to spin out of control. You know, all of a sudden you start putting your own bullshit on it in a conversation with somebody. And then we all know how this game of telegraph game.
Even older.
The old game of smoke signals works.
So how about who's sorry now or apologies expected? Do you have one this week?
I do not have one this week. I am going to have to take a skip.
All right, no problem. I have one, and it's about the March 14th article in Vanity Fair, which discusses allegations of abuse and misconduct within Nickelodeon that were brought to light in the docuseries Quiet on Set. The article exposes and I had ChatGPT write this paragraph.
Okay, great, awesome.
So, I just couldn't do it. I froze. I froze up and I couldn't write it. So the article exposes a pattern of toxic behavior and mistreatment, particularly under the leadership of Dan Schneider, with numerous former child stars alleging instances of harassment and manipulation. Nickelodeon's failure to address these allegations adequately necessitates a formal apology, as it reflects a systemic issue within the organization that must be acknowledged and rectified to ensure the safety and well-being of its young talent.
Jesus, ChatGPT, you're a little angry there.
Absolutely. It's very strident.
That's a great word, yes. It's quite.
So that's my apology expected. We're going to have an apology from Nickelodeon coming out soon. I did not see the docuseries Quiet on Set, but I might watch it just to see what's going on with it. Although I'm pretty sure I know. Yeah.
Yeah, if they do apologize, let's cover that, because I don't know a lot about the Nickelodeon universe.
Yeah.
There was that show, Saved by the Bell, that seemed to be on TV like every minute of the day in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And so I have not seen episodes, but like I've seen whatever.
Parts of it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was just, you change a channel and there it is.
That was odd. Yeah, absolutely. And I remember that too.
And Green Slime. That's kind of all I got for
remember
Nickelodeon.
Remember changing the channel? So nostalgic.
Oh my gosh, changing the channel. I don't want to see that commercial. I'm going to change the channel to a different what's on over here. Oh my god. I remember being angry about streaming. Like, I don't want to see everything all at once. I just kind of want to see it once a week. That's want to see it. And now appointment TV makes me angry. I don't want to have to be home Thursday at 9. I'll see it when I want to see it. Oh, fickle viewership. It is weird. The whole Nickelodeon thing. Whatever I was going to say, we can completely disregard it.
Okay.
Sounds great. I know nothing about Nickelodeon, but I'm going to keep talking about it.
I hope you have a great time in Palm Springs, and your birthday's coming up, so happy birthday in advance. I hope you have a lovely birthday. And for everyone else, stay cool, cucumbers, and don't trip potato chips. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Apologies Accepted, the podcast.
You can find links to the articles and the sources in the show notes.
To submit an apology or find out more, visit us at apologiesaccepted.net, where you can also find our merchandise.
We're on Twitter at Apologies Accepted.
And on Instagram at apologies.accepted.
You can support our important work at patreon.com/apologiesaccepted.
And fuck Facebook.
Bye.
Bye.